Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
As we mark Nurses Week, I am joined by Dr. Richard Girton of Bryant and Stratton College. Dr. Girton, I associate Bryant and Stratton, and I know many people do, with it being a business college. When did Bryant and Stratton begin offering nursing courses?
Well, Tom, that's typically what most people think, because that's the historical legacy of Bryant and Stratton. It started in 1854 as a business school, and it did that all the way through World War II. But I think it wanted to reach a deeper population, and it's actually in 4 states. So it isn't just Buffalo, although Buffalo is its cradle. And we've actually been doing offering nursing programs since 2005. And our first baccalaureate program in nursing was in 2007 in Wisconsin. So, and I think over that period of time, we, listening to community leaders, listening to business leaders, we started looking at graphic design, we started looking at business. The healthcare world was exploding, so we started looking at all the different strata of needs for the community, and that included medical assistants, physical therapy assistants, coding, medical records, healthcare services, and we just started adding those programs, not just in our market here, but in Virginia, Ohio, and Wisconsin. So nursing then came to Ohio, and then it came to Virginia, and then it came to New York. So it's just very clear that the mission is more about the people and what the needs are of the community. And that's really what makes Bryant Stratton so different, is that it looks to see what does the community need? Where are the gaps? How do we serve the community best? How do we help businesses best? So, you know, nursing was just a natural. And we did that in Syracuse in 2020. We did it in Rochester in 2021. And Albany is due to be approved by New York State probably by the end of this month or in May.
So this is relatively new to the region.
In the Western New York region, yeah, it has. You know, I think when you decide to do that, though, it isn't a spur of the moment. You have to do a lot of analysis. You have to make sure this is where you want to go. And then New York State is a pretty stringently regulated state because everything is different in New York. It comes under the Education Department Office of Professions. And New York has historically always been more consumer protective. So their application process goes through a lot of vetting. And it took us a while to get through this, only because they kept adding things onto it, you know. And that's typical. We all know that. That's what New York does. But our commitment has been there from day one. The leadership, both the senior leadership and the local campus leadership, has been there from day one.
How long will it take for someone to earn a Bachelor's of Science degree at nursing at Bryant and Stratton?
Well, I think that's one of the areas, Tom, that marks us differently. Most university or college level do a traditional plan, which is spring, fall. And almost every school in the state does that. There's only a few that don't. We do year-round enrollment. So with us doing it three times a year, taking in a cohort of students three times a year, you can get your baccalaureate degree with, consider if you have nothing, you're starting from scratch, about 2.5 years, 32 months, where it would take 48 months for all the other schools. So that's very attractive. It's intense, but it's very attractive that in 2.5 years you can walk out with a baccalaureate degree.
I understand you have online courses at Bryant and Stratton. Is this offered online?
No. Typically, undergraduate studies are not online because they're so people-driven and because of the requirements, there's clinical requirements, lab requirements. Now, the online program, we do have an online program. In the nursing world, and this has been around for a while, if you get a two-year degree, which you get an associate degree in nursing, and we have one in Rochester, we have there's eight of them throughout the four states, you can then enroll in what we call the RN to BSN completion program, and that is all online. So, and that's been in existence since 2018. That's typically one of the other paths that a lot of schools take. You do the two-year degree, maybe go out and get a year of practice, come back, and then you can do it all online through our online program.
What makes the Bryant and Stratton nursing program stand out?
I think what makes it stand out is that Bryant and Stratton has the most highly personalized approach. You know, because it's so knitted into the community that when we attract people that see Bryant and Stratton as accessible, and it's accessible because you become part of our family, you become part of our community, and we are going to make sure you make it through. We, you know, you're not just a number, you're a person. We take a lot of personal interest in all the students, every program, not just nursing. And nursing's very rigorous, so it's going to need that help too. But we're very committed to the community and very committed to the students that come to us.
Which Western New York campus will offer the nursing program?
It's going to be solely located in Orchard Park. There's a lot of reasons behind that. New York State's very particular about those type of things. But that's good in the sense because we were able to invest a huge amount of capital in building the skills laboratory and the clinical simulation, which is a big piece of that. We could talk about that if you want. And every school has that. And so, but it's now become an essential part of it. So now it's in South Towns. It's actually a pretty good location because it we can go to all eight counties, get the whole southern tier, because really there's nothing south of us. You know, Alfred doesn't do nursing anymore. Bonaventure doesn't do nursing anymore. So we're pretty much it.
How centralized is the Orchard Park campus?
Well, I mean, you could look at it that way, but I think that it's right off the 90, 219 right there. You know what I mean? And the other piece of that, too, is, and this is something we talk about consistently, is nurses have to learn to travel. You know, their clinicals, when you have almost 700 hours of clinical to get your degree. What I mean by clinical is you have to go to facilities and do 8 or 12 hour shifts, and you have to do it 7 days a week. So, you know, and we have clinical affiliations as far east as Medina to Bertrand Chaffee. We have the Catholic Health System. We have Kaleida. We have Niagara Falls Memorial Health. And you need all of those places. When you look at 720 hours, that's just one cohort. You know, pop that up to an 8-semester course where you can have 8 cohorts going at any given time. That's a lot of clinical hours. So you have to have a very diverse group of clinical affiliations.
Dr. Gertin, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
That's Dr. Rich Gertin, the director of the nursing program at Bryant and Stratton College in Western New York.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!